USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For the 57th night, protesters hit the streets of downtown Portland, Oregon, and federal agents responded with tear gas. Some lobbed fireworks and tried to tear down the fence surrounding the federal court building. Friday started with peaceful protests and rallies, leading to an intersection of lawyers, healthcare workers, and others, all protesting the presence of federal agents.
I think it's awful. No one invited them. They're causing problems. I feel like there's been a lot more violence since they have been here, and it feels a lot like they've been the ones provoking it.
They were also protesting the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. The protests continued as a federal judge denied a request for a temporary restraining order against federal law enforcement from Oregon's attorney general. The judge found Oregon lacked standing in its attempt to limit federal agents. This is USA Radio News.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program, our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.